WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, the search for a 30-year-old Marlton man missing on the highest peak in Rocky Mountain National Park has been suspended for the remainder of the fall and winter. Park officials say multiple searches turned up few clues as to the whereabouts of Ryan Albert, who was last seen October 4th on Long's Peak in northern Colorado. Winter conditions have set in on the mountain, so no further searches are planned till spring. A 24-year-old shooting victim walked into a city hospital early Thursday morning in Atlantic City. Police say the man sustained a non-life-threatening injury. Police are searching for the shooter. Zombie foreclosures, a property in the foreclosure process where the home's owner abandoned ship, have dropped considerably since the year 2013, according to Darren Blumquist of Realty Watchdog Adam Data Solutions.
New Jersey was at the top of the list last year, and now they've fallen down to still in the top 10, but not number one on the list in terms of these zombie foreclosures.
He says the improving economy and an improved housing market is lifting all boats, even reducing the number of distressed properties. There's more on the story at nj1015.com. Fall back means we gain an hour's sleep this weekend, but it also means we get darker earlier. Dr. Joseph Calderon of Better Vision New Jersey says fatigue, blurry vision, and glare issues can wreak havoc on night driving.
And the most common reason that people can't see so well at night is that light covers for a multitude of problems, and when there isn't any, you realize, gee whiz, I really don't see so well, and it's because you need glasses.
Another major factor of nighttime driving problems is cataracts. Decreased night vision is often the first signs of the disease. The Trump administration is celebrating better-than-expected job numbers and the biggest jump in average pay in nearly a decade. The Labor Department reported employers added 250,000 jobs during the month of October.
Typically, when you see this type of sustained growth over this period of time, you see job markets this tight, you see wages up this much on an after-inflation basis, you would expect to see inflation rise. You're not seeing it.
Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney told reporters this is what a supply-side booming economy looks like.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.